the 23rd episode of Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. In this edition, you can listen to Krupla Gyergyu's ideas about reading and writing and, among other things, a way in which you can build your virtual library.
It was a job application. I was supposed to write a biography. I was supposed to write a bio, yes, almost, and I wrote in a message, you know, to which I attached these two files. I wrote that I didn't want to start writing about myself the way a CV looks. You know that my name is whoever I am, and I am 23 years old and. No, sir, no, thank you, I don't like that. I don't want that, so, again, I kind of redefined, you know, the CV. So, yes, it's, you know, my the effect of my previous readings, because I've been reading Hemingway a lot lately. I wrote that a couple days, like a month ago, this job application. I don't think it ended up in my employer's hand. No. So nobody read that, actually.
Besides you and me. Well, who else may have
And maybe the agency who I applied for, and this agency, you know, arranged me the job. I constantly need listening to music. I don't know why. It's even when I learn, I don't know, I tend to get sleepy if I don't listen to something.
Really? That's how you learn study? With music on in the background?
Yeah, they say it's not good, but it's for me. It's
working.
It's a little stimulating my mind. Keeps me
up. Wanna read the first paragraph?
Alright. Say my life come true. Never been an obedient kid. Despite my mother's success as a kindergarten teacher, she often had to give up her high hopes for me. I think she was alone with her visions of me. She fought for them, for me, and yet against me. I just had my own ways. Nevertheless, I became what I am today, and this may bring her some relief. I am not what she wanted me to be, but I'm pretty sure that when she looks at me, she thinks, well, it's not so fucked up anyways, just different. Realized that there are so many talents, and you know, I'm just realized how far I am from that. You know? So it affected my
self-confidence.
Yeah, that. So
you mean affected? You mean in boosted or lowered?
Lowered. Of course, before that I thought that writing is. You know, it came a lot easier to me. I wasn't that critical about my writings. And now I've got so critical that it's a real hard struggle to write. This is all I have.
Hemingway?
Not just Hemingway, well, whatever I hear that is worth reading. And besides, I adopted a way of that. By the way, did you hear about ShadFurry.com?
No.
It is based on Amazon's collection of
books.
So you can build your virtual shelf.
Library.
Uh-huh. Yes. So what you read, you can search on the email, you know, on the internet, mm-hmm. add it to your shelf, and tag it. You know what?
For books.
Now you cannot download books, mm-hmm. but I have a pretty huge collection of e-books uh-huh. on my computer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I tend to read uh-huh. on computer.
Like short passages or full books at once.
Sometimes full books, mm-hmm. but if I read a certain part of it. If yeah. I like it, I go to the library and I check
it out.
Yeah.
Right. Have you heard of Google's books?
You?
Because they have a nice virtual library as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, I can show you my shelf later.
I'd like to see it.
Thank you.
You're listening to the 23rd episode of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. The music you heard is by Tyson Emmanuel. It's called Desire. It's a Podsafe audio track. And if you would like to find out about what books Krupla Gergő has put on his virtual shelves, you can go to shelfari.com. And until next time, take it easy.